Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Oh, hell yeah, baby. That's the sounds of Paul Cawthon. You've been hearing that on the Ben and Skin Show for a little while now. We are fortunate enough to be joined in studio by the man himself, the great Paul Cawthon.
Oh, fellas, you're too kind. You're too kind.
KT, what did that dude just text in over there at 877-881-1053?
Paul Cawthon kicks ass, let him know.
Well, you kick ass, brother. Rock on.
Man, we really dig your sound. We're excited. You got a new record getting ready to drop. You got a show coming up at the Kessler on September the 6th. Is that
right?
Yeah,
that's actually the album release date. So we're going to throw it down here in the hometown, Dallas.
And not only that, the song we just played, Cocaine Country Dancing, is top 10 on Rolling Stone's Country and Americana list right now.
Well, they're too kind. They're too kind. I'm having a lot of people, you know, send in requests and asking questions about it. You know, do we have to be on loads of cocaine in order to do this, listening to jam to this song? I was like, no, do not do that. And, you know, these kids are jamming to it, but I think we just changed the word to cookie. Uh-huh. And yeah, you know, and sell that to CDs and USB forms to the kids. Cookie.
Yeah, you got a Cookie Monster.
Yeah, there. Monster dancing with you. You know, I think.
Oh, so, I love the cookie.
I love the cookie.
Cookies.
Yeah, it's been good. You know, kids are addicted to cookies, and I guess older people are addicted to cocaine.
So. C is for cocaine.
Man, I was listening to you just chill there during the commercial break, and you were playing something on a guitar. And I was just in a trance. It was so lovely. And I was trying to figure out, what are you better at as a guitar player or a singer? Because your voice is just freaking stellar.
I'm more of a dancer, really.
Really?
Yes, I like to dance, really.
Do you do your own choreography?
I do. Usually in the shower.
Now, you were dancing in your video. You were getting
it. Oh, yeah, I can groove, man. Lonely, throw a little sawdust down.
Okay, so tell us about the song Cocaine, and is it as simple as what it might seem to be?
Oh, it's just about being in a dark hole and getting yourself out of it and finding things in between and trying not to stick on one too long.
Were you in a dark hole when you wrote that? Are you out of a dark hole? Are you going from one hole to the next?
I was with a lot of friends, staying up late and staying in the studio and kind of enjoying ourselves. But I made it through some rough times, yeah. But I believe everybody could relate to tough times in life, whether they go into a drug frenzy or not. That's their prerogative.
So just as easily could have been coffee!
Yeah. Or meth, or heroin.
What was the
strippers? It can be anything, you know.
What was
whatever your vice is, Bob?
What is the thing you were playing? What were you strumming then?
Oh, this is a song that it's actually on the record. It's called "Holy Ghost Fire." I wrote with my buddy Jason Burt here in town. It's just
go ahead and play it, man.
Yeah, I'll play it here.
Yeah, let's go.
I got the Holy Ghost fire and it's burning in me. I got the Holy Ghost fire burning in me. I got the Holy Ghost fire, and I'm burning down these streets. I got a sweet little Betty Angie rolling in a caddy with me. I got a sweet little Betty rolling in the caddy with me. I got a whole lot of product for my Holy Ghost mama. She make it sweet as be. Don't let me down, sweet mama. Whoa, sweet mama, don't let me down. I'm an honest man, just a dying to get you in the palm of my hand. Well, working along, gone plan. If you knew the truth about me, baby girl, oh, in hell you'd stay. But if I failed you, hen, would you take it to the grave? Because a secret ain't no secret if you give it all away. Don't let me down, sweet mama. Whoa, sweet mama, don't let me down. I'm an honest man, just dying to get you in the palm of my hand. Don't let me down, sweet mama. Oh, don't let me down. Don't let me down, sweet mama. Whoa, sweet mama, don't let me down. I'm an honest man, just dying to get you in the palm of my hand. Don't let me down, sweet mama. Oh, sweet mama, don't let me down. I'm an honest man, just dying to get you in the palm of my hand. I got the Holy Ghost fire and it's burning in me. I got the Holy Ghost fire and it's burning in me. I got the Holy Ghost fire and I'm burning down these streets.
Woo! I want to cuss right now. That is so good.
Thanks, man.
My phone is blowing up. Paul, that is so great.
Thanks, brother.
That is so great, man. That's got such a good vibe. And I like music with grit. I like the Wu-Tang Clan. I like Muddy. I like grit. And that's
hell
music
yeah.
with grit, brother.
Well, thank you, man. It means a lot. Thanks for having me up here.
Someone just texted in, dope AF. So whatever that means.
All fries.
All fries. All fried?
All fries. But, so, there's whenever I hear stuff, we all grew up and listen to different kinds of music and have different kinds of influences. But I feel like I hear a lot of different, and like it's real obvious to go, hey, he sounds like this country guy or this country guy. What is some of the stuff that you grew up listening to?
Oh man, I really loved the Highwaymen and all that, of course. Mm-hmm. But really jammed Buddy Holly growing up.
Yep.
Loved Christopherson, especially. Just his songwriting was amazing. I love Roy Orbison.
Cool.
Listened to Elvis and from B.B. King to, Miles Davis, I was listening to all types of records growing up. So
I was having this conversation. You got one of my buddies, Jordash, in your band.
Oh, yeah, he's here. Jordash Grant. What do you say?
And I was having this discussion with him not too long ago. It's like, the country and the blues and R&B and this stuff, they go back to the same place. They got, segregated by the personalities making the music or the instruments they're using, but it all comes from the same place. So, I hear something like that song, or I hear something like Cocaine Country Dance, I'm like, this isn't that far away from funk, and it's not that far away from blues, and it's definitely country, and there's rock and roll. And
yeah,
I feel like all these things kind of get tied together in a lot of the stuff I've heard from you.
Yeah, you know, I've always been ungenreable. Mm-hmm. You know, people are like, what's your genre? And I was like, hell if I know. That's always my answer. I don't know. It's called Progressive My Music, Our Music, the guys that played on it. It's just our music. And, you know, it's been against the grain and a slow burn. You know, we haven't been a top 40 band or anything like that, which I wouldn't hate it if that happened.
Right.
You know, people are like, don't sell out. And I was like, what's selling out? Like selling out arenas? Like, because that would be badass.
So, sign me up.
Sign me up. Where do I sign, bro? Come on. But no, it's been a long haul and just trying to stay honest to the music and the art and trying to be a songwriter that has a long lasting reputation rather than just some flame in the air for a second.
Right.
So new record September 6th. How yes. would you describe it?
Man, I would have to say it is definitely progressive from my last few releases. It's I worked with a lot of different producers. I worked with Bo Bedford, Jason Burt, and Austin Jenkins. Worked with Matt Pence as well, and Jordash. He helped me out a lot, and we all were in the studio, either Modern Electric Sound here in Dallas, Echo Lab out in Argyle, or Nile City in Fort Worth. So we just trucked around and kept it flowing. You know?
Can I throw this out there right quick, Ben, before you jump in? You mentioned Austin Jenkins out at Niles. For our listeners that don't know, he was part of this band, White Denim, that we've played on the air. I love White Denim.
Killer band.
And they were also responsible, him and Josh out there at Nile City, were responsible for getting Leon Bridges up and going, which I think a lot of our listeners know about.
Yeah, man. So it was just to have that kind of artistic power in one room. It was the first time really the Dallas and Fort Worth scene had clashed in the studio, you know, where it just kind of, we brought two sounds together. And really the bulk and the guts was done out at Niles, was tracked there. And Austin Jenkins played a lot of Bad to the Bone guitar on it.
Man.
And he's just a freak. You know, we have a song called Freak on the record, and it's pretty nasty. Jordash and Jason Burt and him, they took it to church. So it's really, this record is crazy, man. Like, awesome. It is not a normal old record. So we're proud of it.
Well, we were watching your music video earlier, and KT, you tweeted that out, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And it before the song starts, you're in your car, and you're like giving yourself a pep talk to start your day, and you're like kind of, you look like it's
Mom and Dad aren't too proud.
Mom and Dad aren't too proud. You're down to your last straw there. You got to make
grab
that
bull by the horns. Right. Let's go, man.
And so I'm curious about like you know, what your ride has been like to get to this point. Were there moments along the way? Was there a million moments along the way where you thought this just ain't gonna work?
Oh, every day, still. Yeah, you wake up and you have your doubts, you know. But then you look back and see where you've been and where the music's taking you. You know, I've been to Europe going on my third time, and people over there are singing my songs, and that just floored my mind, like more than anything, to have people across the pond knowing about my music and bringing up vinyl for me to sign. It just means the world to me, you know? And like I've said before, I can afford to pay my bills and put gasoline in my Dodge, so I'm good to go, you know, right now.
Not a caddy?
I got rid of my caddy, man.
Really?
I sold it to a guy named Justin Marks. He worked as he's a NASCAR driver, actually, and I drove it all the way. If he's listening, I drove that sucker all the way from Texas with no AC in July, all the way to Nashville, Tennessee, and I used 16 quarts of oil on the way up. I'm talking, the engine was about to explode. I bought this thing for $4,300. And bought it, put about $1,500 into it, and sold it for $12,000.
Dang.
Had to do it. Made my lick, you know. The music business isn't salty enough. I needed to have some side money, you know.
Yeah.
Before I was outside of JCPenney's with a bucket holding my guitar up, and ringing a bell, trying to ask for some money.
But I think,
you know,
I've heard you reference a caddy in two songs. And
oh,
I,
yeah.
You know,
Cadillac meant a lot to
but
me.
But clearly, and it's just.
I'm a Cadillac man. I just
had
to
see
go,
that.
I had to. Part, man, right? Everything's for sale. My granddad taught me that.
But you know what's great? That car is going to be a major collector's item.
Oh yeah, he's got it. And you know what they did? The Roush Racing team redid it. Like the inside had cowhide seats in it. Like straight up furry cow. It's amazing.
Is that awesome. The 1500 you were talking about that you put into it?
Oh yeah. No, that was all there. I just put into some engine work, carburetor, yeah. You know, I put some throaty throttle body on it. This thing rumbled.
Hell yeah.
Loved it. And I drove it all the way up there, and he drove in from Charlotte, North Carolina, home of NASCAR, and he drove that thing, and he had never, I mean, the brakes were so bad on it that the drum brakes, you know, would throw you off the road. Like, when he'd hit the brakes, they'd just shift left. You need to turn the wheel right when you're going to hit the brakes.
Oh. All right, so listen, Paul, if we got to take a break. Would you be willing to play one more song on the other side?
Yeah, we can do that.
We're going to make this super quick. Coming back, we got one more song from Paul, and I got to ask you about the meaning of this, the name of the record, because it's a pretty amazing story.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Cawthon in studio with us. I hope you're enjoying this. We got a little more coming your way next on 105.3 The Fan. Joining us in studio is Paul Cawthon. His album is going to come out on September the 6th. It is called Room 41. And that last segment was so good, Paul, we forced you to stick around a little bit longer.
Can we take these handcuffs off?
Absolutely.
We can take the cuffs off now.
Cuffs off. Let's go. Hey,
thanks, guys.
Full throttle, baby. but I mentioned Room 41. What does that mean? What's the story behind the title of the album?
Well, my home away from home is the Belmont Hotel here in Dallas.
I love it.
And Room 41 was the room that I stayed in when I wrote all these songs for almost 2 years after I had a bad breakup. And so I just kind of lived out of a suitcase in Room 41. And I just named the record that because, I mean, just kind of felt like it. That's all I could name it, you know. The name just is what it is, you know. I don't think I can call it anything else.
Dude, 41, Room 41, there's a Dirk tie-in there.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's the year of Dirk. It's a thing. Yes. There's something in the water.
Yeah, man.
You know.
That I love that hotel, too. It's in Oak Cliff. It kind of overlooks the city. It's on a little hill there.
I went to dinner with the owner last night, Jordan Ford. He's a great guy. Lover of the arts, you know, he's a collector and visual art, and he brings in musicians and puts them up for little to nothing. And I mean, he's just in it for a good reason.
I got some friends, we've had them in on the show as well. They're called the Black Pumas, and they just played a show at the Kessler, and they stayed over there at the Belmont.
Yeah, man. They're bad to the bone band.
Great band, right?
Everybody stays there. Margot Price, when she's in town. Some guys from Roger Waters' band when he played that big show here in town at Bomb Factory. You know, you just all types of, you never know who you're going to run into over there at the Belmont Hotel.
All right, I got to ask you this. We're talking to Paul Cawthon at Cawthon Music on Twitter if you want to follow along there.
Tweet.
If you were in a situation where you could only listen to one artist for the rest of your life, can't choose yourself.
Ooh, no matter what, you're going to hate the artist. By the end of it, the person that you loved, see, this is bad. Because if you just beat the music up, no matter who it is, you're going to end up hating
them. Okay.
You loved them at the first, but if you listen to Green Onions by Booker T and the MGs over and over and over again, it's a badass song.
Okay, I'll rephrase
song,
the question.
But it's going to kill you after a minute. Just piss you off.
Who is the greatest singer songwriter of all time?
Oh God,
is that easier?
No pressure.
That's so hard.
No pressure,
man. You know, it's got to be Ed Sheeran. No, I'm just kidding. No, golly, but that ginger sure can write one though. Good Lord. No, I'll tell you, I would have to say, man, you can't. Bob Dylan is up there, you know, who's alive. Chris Christopherson, you know. It's tough. Willie Nelson. I mean, the guys that are still alive. I mean, Roger Miller.
King of the road.
He's incredible, you know. Just so many great songwriters, you know. I can't even it's so many good ones that you can't even think of one.
You brought up Christopherson twice now, so it makes me want to ask you what you thought of A Star Is Born. Now, there was a couple other Star Is Borns, but he's the one that was in when I was growing up, him and Barbara Streisand, so I always think of him.
Well, I was let down because I thought it was going to be actually Christopherson and Streisand again and them just making out when they're old. Because I was really looking forward to the remake until I saw that it was... It was Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. It's like, we're stressing. I want to see if she still got it.
Yeah,
you know?
Man.
They had to
No,
sex
man,
it
was good, you know, but good gosh, man. When somebody's just killing themselves on pills and whatever and doing that, and you're just like, oh my God, you have so many opportunities, and you just watch it burn down. Mm-hmm. Watching a movie just burn to the ground in the worst way, it just kind of, it's almost like torture.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit, but you know, it's Star Is Born.
All right, you got a guitar in your hands. We heard a great song earlier. We'd like to hear another one if you don't
all
mind.
All right, we can do another one. This is called Prayed for Rain. Shake off the pain, back on your feet again. It flooded when you prayed for rain, you prayed for rain. While the well's running dry, hell, so am I. I won't give up this time, not this time. 'Cause all my friends, we were born survivors. And every time I close my eyes, dream about tomorrow. Know some things will never change. Think about it when you pray for rain. Where the rain turned to hell, you're cold, dark, and pale. It beat me as I fell, Lord, I fell. Well, the sun sets and twilight hugs the ground. Oh, it won't let the lonely bring us down, bring us down. 'Cause all my friends, we were born survivors. And every time I close my eyes, I dream about tomorrow. You know some things will never change. Think about it when you pray for rain. Some things will never change. Think about it when you pray for rain. I pray for rain, yeah. Shake off the pain, get back on your feet again. Well, the flooding when you prayed for rain, you prayed for rain. Well, it's never too late. Well, hell, we'll have to wait. Well, it won't get me today, not today. 'Cause all my friends, we were born survivors. And every time I close my eyes, dream about tomorrow. Oh, some things will never change. Think about it when you pray for rain. Pray for rain. Friends, we were born survivors. And every time I close my eyes, I dream about tomorrow.
Man. Shout out to Tarrant County, who is now in a severe thunderstorm warning. That was for you, Tarrant County.
Tarrant County, that one's for you. Pray for that rain, you get what you pray for.
Paul, that's so great, man.
Hey, thank you guys.
You're just over there. I can't even believe it, dude.
Yeah, he's
I'm freaking out.
He's emanating music. It's rhythm and it's melody and it's lyrics.
Y'all put your clothes back on.
Well, I just that was presumptuous of me. I apologize. I just didn't know how it was escalating.
Everybody hands up. Man, you can hang a towel on that thing, Ben.
Boy, howdy.
We need to do a show trip to the Kessler on September 6th.
September 6th, Kessler. Man, check out my stuff. Paul Cawthon Music. Check it out. Instagram all over.
It's going to be just like Animal House. See the guy that played the fraternity party. We're going to be, Paul! bottle.
You're gonna drink.
It's us from the radio show.
You're gonna drink the whole bottle of Jack. Just vomit everywhere.
I don't remember you guys.
Yeah. Well, Paul, we want to thank you so much for coming in studio, for hanging out with us, for blessing us with some music. We love what you're doing, and we want to support the movement, baby.
Well, thank you so much for supporting, and I'll be back anytime, fellas.
Well, let's have you back right before the big show in September.
See you then.
Boom. There love he goes. It. Paul Cawthon. We are very, very much enamored with what he's doing. It's the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we'll get you the rest of those big Ranger storylines going down for the remainder of the year right here on 105.3 The Fan.
You know, the only thing missing from...
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.